Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Bob Burrows is back with us in the studio today. Welcome, Bob.
Thanks, Allison. Great to be back with you.
Last time you were in the studio, we talked about performance benchmarks, and you walked us through different benchmarks that people utilize to take a look at performance for servers. We're going to go a little bit broader today and talk about how we actually look at server performance and how our customers should be approaching the purchase of a server based on performance metrics.
Performance is very important to our customers because it directly impacts TCO. It affects how many servers they'll have to deploy, how much power they'll consume, and what their software license costs will be.
So I grew up with Intel microprocessors. I remember the days of megahertz and gigahertz when we got there as being the ultimate measurement of a system's performance. Today we have cores, we have different types of Xeon processors. How does anybody approach this in terms of knowing what performance they're going to get out of each individual box?
Well, generally speaking, it's counting cores or counting frequencies not the right way to go. Actually looking at application level performance, your own performance is best. But if you can't do that, looking at a standard set of benchmarks is probably the best thing to do because all cores are not created equal.
So when it comes down to it, an Atom processor core isn't going to be equivalent to a Xeon processor core.
No, they'll provide different single-thread performance.
So if I'm an IT guy out there and I'm looking at what server to buy, what should I go to then?
Well, I think you'd really need to look at what your application is. Is it something that really is more of a large database that requires a 4-socket or greater platform? If you do that, you're going to want to look at the per core for performance as well, because not just do you care about throughput, you actually do care, in most of those, about the single thread performance as well.
When we're looking at designing a microprocessor in the labs and we're looking at planning what kind of features that processor is going to have, how do we decide on things like core count and what we put in the uncore and those types of things?
We try and take a very balanced approach looking at memory, I/O, and the processor, as well as what's going to happen with the software ecosystem. If you look at our Nehalem EX processor, which supports up to 8 cores or 16 threads, It's really been designed for enterprise-type workloads. We also have large caches to support those workloads. But the single-thread performance matters because software is only so threaded.
Okay, so if you've got an application that threads really well, you're going to be able to take advantage of all of those cores. Some applications won't do it.
And that's where Turbo comes in, because Turbo gives you the ability to run at a higher frequency when you're using less cores.
You know what? We've never talked about Turbo on this program. So why don't you tell the viewers a little bit about it?
Turbo is a feature that we started originally with our Nehalem EP processor, or the Xeon 5500 as we've branded it. And that product, what it allows you to do is scale frequency automatically when you're not using all of the cores. So those customers that have lightly threaded applications can take advantage of the additional headroom that the platform has and run the cores that are running at a higher frequency and higher performance.
So does the number of cores have any extrapolation in terms of the total cost of the platform? We understand that it's one of the many determinants of performance, but what is its role in cost?
Well, in some instances, the number of cores can actually directly affect your software license costs, because some ISVs actually license that way and can directly impact. So whatever core you're providing, you want to make sure you're getting adequate performance out of that. So if you went up by 50% of the number of cores, your software license cost could go up by 50%, which would dramatically dwarf the cost of the hardware.
Interesting.
And some people say, well, that doesn't matter because most people have site licenses. However, typically what happens, there's a maintenance cost that's negotiated, and typically the starting point for that negotiation is based off the number of cores, which means it directly does affect you.
So if somebody is looking to find information about performance, where would you suggest they take a look?
Well, I think a couple of places I'd look. I'd look at the Spec CPU site or the spec.org site. I would look at the TPC site. I'd look at application sites like SAP, depending on what you're trying to deploy, or VMware site for VMmark results.
That's fantastic, Bob. I can't wait to hear more about it when you come back. Thanks for being on the program.
Looking forward to coming back, Allison. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Chip Chat. Follow us online at intel.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/IntelChipChat, or on Twitter at IntelChipChat. Be sure to tune in for our Fall IDF 2010 coverage, including daily recordings and a very special 100th episode that I'm really looking forward to. We'll be recording from San Francisco with our guest, Executive Vice President Dottie Pohlmutter. But we want you to help me ask questions of Dottie. Send them to our Facebook page at facebook.com/IntelChipChat, and I will queue them up to him. Until next time.